it gives me great pleasure now to have a good mate of mine, a guy that I've known for a long, long time. Mike Barrett's in the studio with us today from Sports Host. Now, Mike, welcome this morning, by the way. Nice and early in Melbourne.
Thank you very much for having me, Carlos, and congratulations on this wonderful thing you've built here.
Well,
it's what football fans have been waiting for in this country for a very long time.
Absolutely. So. I mean, this is a bit of a dream job for me. Mike's speaking football 24/7, so I think you know how much I love the game, and also the Diegos over the years have done a lot of radio in various different places. It's great to have a home in FNR. But thanks for joining us this morning. Of course, you're the co-founder of Sports Host. Tell us about what it is. I mean, I've heard a little bit about it. I'm really excited about this digital platform you come up with. But tell us about it and how does it work?
Well, at its simplest, we've built a website that connects travellers with locals to go and see sport around the world. So the most important part of it is it's a free service in that you only pay for your tickets, but really it's about connecting travellers with locals to have a real experience around the world, and we found sport is the easiest way to do that. So football is an obvious one because football is played in every single country, but football is different in every single country. So what we found is it's this great little insight into finding out about a place. So you might be just travelling somewhere for the sake of it, or you might be travelling to the Bernabeu to see Real Madrid. It's the full spectrum of reasons for travelling, but what we found is sport is this amazing way to connect with locals, find out about a culture, and yeah, so we've launched in Melbourne now and it's very exciting.
So it's a fantastic idea. I just think of myself when I'm travelling, it would have been great to hook up with the locals and for them to show me around and have a few beers after the game. I mean, we all know some of our best times in our lives are the backpacking around Europe and just meeting the locals and just hanging out with them for a while and living their life. And it's a great idea to do that through football. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, I guess Darren Walls, who's the founder, he had travelled a lot and sometimes he'd meet locals, sometimes he wouldn't. And he just was looking for a way to, you know, to facilitate that a lot more easily. And sport was it. Sport was kind of the golden goose that he found, that this is this way that it's different everywhere, but it's never really been framed as like a cultural activity, but there is no quicker way of finding out about a culture than going and sitting, you know, at the MCG or wherever it is, at Old Trafford, and really sitting amongst the people. Because the one thing about sport is you can't be anything but real when you're at a sporting event. So you're just yourself. It's not sitting at dinner and pretending you have a nice conversation or anything. It's raw passion. It's emotion. It's all of these things. So, yeah, so it was really just about finding a nice way to connect with people while you're traveling or while you're at home as well. That's the other big thing is, you know, we don't always have the money to travel, but it's always quite exciting to meet people from different cultures. And I guess kind of that's where we're at now. You know, we've just announced our partnership with Melbourne City, which is really exciting. And it's something that's really good because, you know, sometimes it's easy in Melbourne to think of the A-League as kind of, it's not the best in the world. So, you know, is it worth sharing? And I can tell you, I've been at nearly every City game this year. And the atmosphere this year has been so much better. And obviously that's helped with results on the park. But you go there and you look at it and we're in the active area and we've taken fans to the active area and we've had, you know, Colombians and Venezuelans there and they see, you know, a few South Americans on the pitch and in the team and they love it. And so, like, again, it's easy to see that in Melbourne. You know, sometimes it's treated as a kind of second-rate thing, but you go there and they absolutely love it. And so, yeah, it's been a really great experience to sort of see people go into that stadium and share their experiences and their passion and, you know, really understand that it is worth sharing. And that for us, that's really important.
Now, of course, you've experienced this from the other end too by going to Liverpool and then having this experience in the UK.
I have. So I lived in London for 3 years and I went to a Liverpool game about 4 or 5 years ago. And I just went as a tourist. I got tickets online and I went with a friend and it was amazing. It was a dream of mine to always go to Anfield and it was spine tingling when they sang You'll Never Walk Alone. But we were kind of, it was almost like we were watching the fans as well. We weren't in the active, you know, we weren't down the cop end.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing experience. Yeah. Anyway, I got a chance to go back this year and we got in contact with some Liverpool fans and I went along with them. And the difference in experience in going with locals to a game was just mind-blowing. So it was the difference between really being a part of it and kind of just sitting on the outside a bit. So, but it's everywhere you go. I mean, I went to a football game when I was in Cali in Colombia years ago. And it's the quickest way to learn about a place.
And you got out alive.
Amazingly, I did. I lost a finger, but no. But it is. Everywhere you go, sport it's this like way, amazing way, and you meet locals and you talk to people and you learn some chants and you.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of it, is that ability to travel. And then I guess when you're here, you know, we took some Colombians to an AFL game a couple of years ago, and they were like, "You must come and watch football in my country." It's like this crowd. It's okay, it's all right. don't know about the shape of the ball here, but you know, so that's the amazing thing as well, is every traveler who does it, they want to host as soon as they get back home. They want to see the other side of it, because they see this and they're like, "Oh my God, we've got this amazing thing. We go to this bar or we eat this food." And it's just, it's really cool. And then what happens is, after you've hosted a couple of times, as we've had some amazing people here, Daniel and Kit, these Melbourne City supporters who have hosted for us, and you host a couple of times, and now you've got friends in, you know,
absolutely.
You've got friends in Colombia, you've got friends in America, you've got friends in France. And so you start building this little global network so that when it's time for you to travel, you've got friends in all these places. And it's just, yeah, it's really inspiring to see.
So tell me how it works with Melbourne City. So if you're a Melbourne City fan out there, or even if you're a Melbourne Victory fan,
absolutely,
I suppose.
Yeah.
So tell us how it all works. If people want to be part of this, what do they need to do?
It's not exclusive to City. Look, we partner with City to go through their kind of comms channel. So they sent out a video that we produced through their social media. All you have to do is go to sportshosts.com. So it's sportshosts.com. Jump on there and you can just create a profile very quickly, log in through Facebook or Google. And then we create what is called a game day. So it's really, it's about going to the game, but it's about finding a pub beforehand or going for a quick bite to eat or something like that. Sports, this vehicle, it's like the central part, but it's all about, you know, being able to show off your city and do your pre-game rituals. So you go to sportshosts.com, have a look around, and you can see what other game days look like. It's not, it takes a couple of minutes to do, but you pick a bar beforehand or say bar TBC.
Yeah.
The big one we're aiming for at the moment is the derby, and we're really encouraging City fans and Victory fans to get on, sign up. It's amazing what you see when you see these travellers go to a game because, you know, as I said, you know, sometimes it's easy when you've got people like the Herald Sun and what have you telling us that our game's crap. It's not. It's amazing. And it's an amazing atmosphere. Yeah. We went to the first derby. I think we had about 12 or 15 travellers go in different groups, and they loved it. Yeah. Like, and it's, the thing is, it's like, you know, this is, well, we call this the sporting capital of the world, and this is the world's game in the sporting capital of the world. We've got a derby now. We've got two teams that are, you know, up and about, and to see it and be a part of it and share it is just something really special. So if you go to sportshosts.com, you can go on there, have a look at what it looks like. We've got some videos of the experience as well, a heap on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, so you can kind of get a feel for it. And then we're always available to contact. Because, look, at the moment, we're very young. We're building this as we go. So we're really encouraging people who want to be a part of this. And then, you know, if you take it up early and you want to go travel, we will make that happen. You know, we'll find you locals.
What we'll do is we'll follow your journey here. Mike, I know it's early days for Sports Host, but it's a fantastic concept. You've already got it running. It's already successful in the smaller groups that you've run it in so far, but we cannot wait to see how it unfolds. But thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Carlos.
Good on you, mate. That's Mike Barrett from Sports Host. Make sure you get to sportshost.com.au.
No, just .com.
.com, yeah. And find out how you can be part of this fantastic initiative. And we'll keep an eye on how it's going, and we'll report on it as the weeks and the months and the years progress, and all the opportunities that are out there.